Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, there it is. I was doubting for a second there. I was wondering if you're going to give me that music that I needed. Thank you, Stanley. Thank you, Stiz. I know you were like, oh, I'm really? Pirate music to start the show? Yeah, I wanted pirate music to start the show. I wanted Pirates of the Caribbean. Because the Patriots are playing a football game this Sunday at a stadium that has a pirate ship in the end zone. And you know what I say they're doing this weekend, Dan Ball? I say your New England Patriots are going down to Tampa Bay, to Raymond James Stadium, in what Tom Brady has put us on Game of the Year alert for. And they're going to plunder the dreams of Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and come back with a big win. How you like that right out the gate, bud?
I love that. You've been touting it all week. You said on Tuesday's three-point stance, it's a big game. You said on Wednesday's three-point stance, it's a big game, and they're going to win by a touchdown. So I know you've been fired up all week. It's the Brady Bowl, and it's a test that will really kind of show the doubters either you have something behind your arguments or you don't. So I love it to start off the show.
I think this game is just so compelling. The eyes of an eager football nation, America's worst nightmare, coming back into form. Are they as good as their record indicates? Are they just a product of that soft schedule everyone's been telling us about? Or does Mike Vrabel really have Drake May and company on a path to success? Are they ready for their biggest test, not just of the season, but of the Drake May era? And yes, of course, Mike Vrabel's first year going down to take on a possible Super Bowl contender, as many have said, including earlier this morning, as I read on ESPN.com, Dan Graziano's hot take of the day, or at least for Week 10, was, yes, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will represent the NFC in Super Bowl 60 out in Santa Clara, California. I mean, just all of the little storylines. Yes, and hello, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into WEEI Afternoons, your old pal Nick Fitzy-Stevens here at the helm of our pirate ship from our beautiful, safe studios in beautiful Brighton, Massachusetts, powered by Verizon. My guy Dan Ball by my side here. We're going to be co-hosting today from 2 to 6 p.m., at which point we'll throw it to WEEI Evenings as well. We got our guy Arcan back tonight, guys.
We are unclear on that one right now. We'll get that program update in just a matter of time. But we've been rotating through. We had Mego and Lions, had KJ in there. So we'll get that information soon. We're going to find out. Maybe we'll find out during the crossover at 5:45.
You know, that's part of the fun is that you never know. Yeah. I always love a good guessing game. I love a little mystery.
Worst comes to worst, we can have 3 hours before Boomer and Valenti of you doing your Arcan impression. No, I don't really like that. 617.
I'll tell you, I'm not happy about the Celtics game at all tonight. I mean, the Bruins won last night.
I can't even hold a candle to that one, man. But anyways, yeah, we'll get
I always
that
told you, the secret to anyone in the audience, if you want to do Christian Arcan, it's just a drunk, angry Harrison Ford. That's all you have to do. We had an awesome show lined up for you guys today. We have our pal Ted Johnson joining us at 3 for the three-point stance and so much more. Teddy's breakdown at 4 o'clock to build you up, to pump you up for Patriots at Buccaneers. We've got our coordinator interview coming up in just a few minutes. Every Friday on a Patriots Friday here at Boston Sports Original, WEEI, we speak to one of the coordinators with your New England Patriots. And this Friday, we are pleased to be speaking to Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. Once again, got some very interesting questions. He is a very compelling character to speak to in regards to the Patriots, Buccaneers, Drake May, Tom Brady, Baker Mayfield, sort of, shall we say, football touchdown triangle, Dan. I think this is going to be a fascinating one. And, of course, at 3:30, as we have every Friday, our guy from Boston Sports Journal, Mike Giardi, will join the program as well. And you, at any point, should you choose, via text message or a phone call at 617-779-7937. Dan, I am happy to relay. I have some good intel. I am very happy to relay that, speaking of pirate ships heading down to Tampa Bay for a takeover, one and many a great tailgater, Pats fan, and masshole were able to get out safely before any of these sort of flight restrictions and limitations that are now mandated by the government shutdown from Logan today. So, yes, the Pats Nation takeover or occupation of Tampa Bay has already begun. I've been getting text messages as early as 9:30 before I even did the Six Rings podcast with our friends at Pewter Report this morning. Hey, Fitzy, thanks for checking in. We landed safely. We're already drinking. I mean, just you can't. How does it get any better? Does it get any more Pats fan than that?
Man, a text when you're having your coffee and getting a show ready saying we're already boozing. No, the answer is no. This would be, if I was looking at it from a fan perspective, this would have to be the road trip that you circle, right? It's either if you get Miami later in the season, that's one, like a November, December Miami. But other than that, Tampa's got to be right up there for the, yeah, I'm taking the long weekend. I'm boozing all weekend long. And maybe if you bought your tickets back in August, you didn't think that you were going to see the kind of matchup you're seeing this year. But what a hell of a game that they're going to be treated to, in addition to 3 days of boozing.
In addition to 3 days where it's 83 degrees today, 86 tomorrow, 83 degrees on Sunday. Meanwhile, I woke up to 30-mile-an-hour winds and frost on my windshield.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. I can't stand it. I don't know what happened to the nice kind of mid-50s, 60 fall weather. I don't know if I just blinked and missed it, but yeah, all of a sudden now I'm into it. Have you turned your heat on? You had to have turned your heat on by that point.
A week ago. If it was just me or me and the wife, I'd probably be like, you know, throw another log on the fire, sweetheart.
But, yeah,
you know,
yeah. Got to deal with the kids.
Exactly. So I know the occupation is underway. Pats fans, yes, Dan, in fact, they have circled it as their big away game. This is a destination game for Patriots Nation. I would not be surprised to see a significant amount of Pats fans all over Raymond James Stadium, both wanting to take in just a little after whiff, a little musk of the Brady and the GOAT down there this weekend, as well as, see, you know, see where he played. But ultimately, treat yourself to, like I said earlier, I saw on Instagram about a half an hour ago, there's also some fresh audio and video on foxsports.com of Tom Brady saying he's putting America on game of the year alert for this game. And he's not even on the broadcast. But I will say, we mentioned earlier in the week, it bears mentioning again, one of the reasons why, in addition to a micro scandal that wasn't one with Clapgate earlier this week, how do you know the Patriots are back? Because you've got Hello Friends and Skechers McRomo on the broadcast Sunday. That's right, Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. We finally got the A-team back on a Pats game. Over 80% of America that has CBS, and yes, you can see it, because Disney and YouTube TV, the overlords at Google and the Mouse House, have not been able to find a way to futz this one up for us.
Brutal.
Everyone can watch this game Sunday. So this is really en masse and at large, just like it was, Dan, for the Buffalo game on Sunday Night Football, when Chris Collinsworth and Mike Tirico were both just borderline aghast at how great Drake May was and how fired up Steph Diggs was and how legit this Patriots team was. Now America really gets a prime time, beautiful fall Sunday opportunity to see what Mike Vrabel's Patriots, what this new look team, and what the MVP frontrunner and phenom that is Drake May are all about.
And I'm glad you compared it to that Bills game as well, because I was trying to match up in my head, well, which one was a bigger stage? Which one had more intrigue going into it? You try to rewind back a month and think about that Sunday night game. It was Drake May versus Josh Allen, the guy that you have versus the guy that you want him to be. But I really don't think we went into that Bills game going, yeah, this is a potential AFC championship matchup. At that point in the season, it was the upstart Patriots, but certainly not the leading the AFC potential Super Bowl contender Pats that we're seeing this week. So all of a sudden, this game against the Buccaneers has vaulted into, by far for me, the biggest test, the biggest stage, the biggest challenge, because all of a sudden, it's realistic to say there is an outside chance that you could see both of these teams playing in February. So for me, it's the biggest chance for the doubters to pounce on the Patriots as well, because they kind of opened the door again last week against the Falcons with the turnovers and the nearly giving up the lead if Parker Romo wasn't working as a double agent and missed that extra point to the right. So it's a big opportunity for people who don't believe in New England to jump back on that bandwagon and cast doubt upon them. But in the same vein, it's a chance to prove, no, we deserve to be here. Drake May deserves to be at the top of the MVP race. So there's a lot riding for the reputation on the Patriots of this game on Sunday for me.
Is it safe to say that the Patriots have more riding on this game, yet the game means more to the Bucs? Let me explain.
Okay.
Tampa Bay needs this game because they don't want to fall a game back and get a game closer potentially to those plucky upstart Panthers who could be nipping at their heels in an NFC South where they thought they were going to be able to go box to wire, cradle to grave, no problems, no issues, no how, and also maintain an arm's reach towards the NFC number one seed, because we legitimately believe, just like I told you moments ago, Dan Graziano from ESPN said he now believes the Buccaneers will win the NFC and represent the National Football Conference in Super Bowl 60. So the Buccaneers really kind of need this game a little bit more, because the Patriots, look, they have already, like, they've already surpassed all expectations, all wants, all wishes. They've got almost, they're one win away from equaling the win total of the past two seasons combined, coming within, they're a win and a half away from reaching their early preseason Vegas win total. Everybody believes that they're back and that they're legitimate. So it's in a way, we'll say a 24-20 Buccaneers win, a 27-24 Buccaneers win. A competitive game that stays ballparkish to the spread is a moral dub and another stamp on the side of the USS Vrabel that says we're on the right path, we're doing the right things, the Patriots are in fact back. However, so they can withstand the loss. But if the Patriots go out on Sunday and all of these weak side blitzes and stunts from Todd Bowles just completely flummox the offensive line, and Drake May is, you know, confounded all day long and he's running for his life, and Baker Mayfield finds a way to, you know, along with Josh Grizzard, the new offensive coordinator. By the way, on the podcast this morning when I spoke to the great guys, Scott Peterson, who does a great job covering the Bucs on Pewter Report.
Right.
If you want to get a promotion in this life, if you want to go somewhere, all you have to do is be Todd Bowles, offensive coordinator on the Buccaneers. Dave Canales, 1 year with Baker Mayfield, wham, coach of the Panthers. Liam Cohen, 1 year, he's the coordinator for the Buccaneers, wham, now he's the coach of the Jaguars. And so Josh Grizzard, for all we know, even working with the banged up offensive weaponry that they have, possibly no Bucky Irving, Mike Evans out for the season, Chris Godwin still banged up. It's definitely a springboard, but if you can stay within a touchdown and it's a compelling game, that's another moral win for the Pats. But if they go out and Ibuka is wide open, and then let's say the tight ends are just running amok, and then you can't contain Rashad White because the Buccaneers line is healthier. I don't know. Like, I feel like that would do some damage to this ascending reputation of the Patriots are back in a great place again, and they're going to be a contender for years to come.
Yeah, no question about that. I mean, if you go out and lay an egg, everything that's been said about you in a negative fashion, it all of a sudden holds weight. And then you'll have people for the next 2 weeks before you get to the Buffaloes and the Baltimores of the world going, yeah, they'll get two more cupcakes, they'll beat the brakes off the Jets, you just traded their whole defense, and you'll get all the naysayers being louder and louder and louder, which is a shame, because you've earned the positive press that you've gotten so far this season. So I think it's an apt point that you make, in that the definition of success on Sunday for both of these teams is a little bit different, where Tampa Bay not necessarily a must win, but certainly a would like to win in order to keep my standing as a Super Bowl contender. But for the Pats, it's a keep close. It's an avoid defeating yourself. And like you kind of alluded to, it's a responding to the constant pre-snap motion on both sides of the ball and dealing with some kind of trickery on both sides that maybe you didn't see in earlier matchups.
617-779-7937 is your telephone number if you'd like to call in and speak with the crew here at WEEI Afternoons. Or you can always send us a text message, the best of which will be monitored and shared by producer extraordinaire Stiz Grimey and Danny Ballgame in the studio as well. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we hope to get coordinator Josh McDaniels on the line on a Patriots Friday. So much to do, so much to share. And of course, your concerns about Patriots Buccaneers. Who's got more to prove? What are your biggest fears? And where's your confidence coming from if you believe the Pats are going to make their way down to Raymond James and emerge victorious on...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On Sunday. Glad to have you back here with us on Boston Sports Original, 93.7 FM, WEEI, WEEI.com. And of course, on the Odyssey app, where you can listen to WEEI Afternoons and all your favorite WEEI shows at your convenience, wherever you are, whenever you want. And now, as part of each and every Patriots Friday, of course, we're joined by one of the coordinators for your New England Patriots. This Friday, we're joined by offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. The coordinators on Patriots Friday are brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services. That's all available at McFarlandEnergy.com. And by Cape Cod Lumber, your local TimberTech supplier, number one in premium decking. Josh, no Andy Hart today. No problem, though. You get your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens and Dan Ballgame with you here today. How are you, friend?
I'm doing great, fellas. How are you guys?
We're doing great. I just want to ask you right off the top. You excited for this weekend? You excited for Sunday?
Very.
Yeah.
Very. I mean, I'm excited for every game. Every game we play. You know, we work long hours every week for 3 hours on Sunday or Monday or whenever we get the opportunity to play. And certainly going on the road against a really, really, really good football team that is going to challenge us, obviously, in every phase. But in particular, our situation offensively, this is a really good defense. Todd does a tremendous job, and I'm sure it'll be a great atmosphere. And looking forward to the competition for sure.
I can confirm that there are dozens, if not hundreds, of Patriots fans flying out of all available airports in the Northeast that'll be down there, so long as they can make it with all the shutdowns to support you. So it's going to be a hell of an environment. I just wanted to ask you, you know, you had a front row seat to the development and ascension of Tom Brady for all those years, and now the latest Foxborough phenom, Drake May. Now, we're not going to play the similarities game or anything, but would you say that Drake May is further along in year two than Tom was? And just how impressed are you by his growth so far?
Well, I really can't comment about Tom's development in that regard, because the first 3 years I was here, I was on defense. So, you know, when he was in year two in 2002, it was actually 01 was his second year, but
right.
I was on the defensive side, so I didn't really get the opportunity to see him day to day in terms of the meeting rooms and all those things, because I was trying to keep my head above water as a quality control guy and all that. So it wouldn't be fair for me to speak on that. But I think the thing about Drake is just so committed to trying to improve. And I think for a young player with a lot to learn, a young player who's gaining more and more experience and those game reps each week, it's so important for you to actually not just learn the lesson from week to week, but then be able to apply it. And I think he's really tried hard to do that, in practice following each game, and then carry that into the next week and attempt to improve himself along with our group on offense the next time we get to go out and play. So just so impressed with his work ethic, his consistency, his commitment to doing all the little things right that it takes to be a great quarterback in this league. And again, he's very young and he's just starting, and I'm just excited to have the opportunity to continue to work with him.
Josh, continuing to talk about Drake for just a moment in his development, obviously nothing is ever going to be perfect for a quarterback or anybody in the NFL, so I'm curious to see how you've seen Drake deal with adversity to this point in his career. Turned the ball over a couple times last week. Mike went up to talk with him. I'm sure you did as well. So how do you see him bounce back from some mistakes that he makes?
With the same consistent demeanor that he has when things are going great. I think that's a tribute to the young man's personality and character. He's pretty much the same every day, win, lose, or draw. And I think when he has opportunities to handle adversity, he's done a nice job of that. He's a leader. And for a young player to be a leader, you have to demonstrate consistency in the way that you lead and how you interact with others. And I think Drake's done a nice job of being accountable when he makes a mistake and encouraging when somebody else does. So I think that's something that every quarterback has to go through. You learn how to live with success. You learn how to live with some failures, and hopefully you remain the same person through it all. And there's no question that he is.
Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels with us here on WEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Speaking of accountability, Josh, Drake took ownership for some of the sacks that he's taken so far this year when he was doing a media avail earlier this week. Have you guys talked a lot about sort of trying to avoid more of those pressures or things he can do to avoid, let's say, what happened at the end of the first half last week, and what can be done to try to avoid the average of taking four sacks per game?
Well, certainly we want to try to minimize those as best we can. There's no question about that. I also think that, you know, there's a lot that goes into those kind of plays, you know, and there's been some where he certainly has been responsible for extending the play, and then, you know, we can incur some pressure that way. There's other times where there's nothing he could have done, and maybe we have to handle it better, whether it's a pressure or a blitz or a game or stunt or whatever it might be as well. So I think, you know, sacks, pressures, all those kind of things, it's usually a team statistic, and there's no shortcut to getting better at it. I also think that there's a fine line we're trying to weave here, because the young man makes a lot of plays with his legs and can extend and make some really good plays, and has done so. And so I think we're trying to figure out, okay, hey, you know, when there's a clear opportunity to extend and no danger involved, then go ahead and do it. If it feels uncomfortable, messy, and there's really nowhere to go, then I think it's time to make good decisions and potentially move on and throw the ball away or what have you. So I don't fault him for anything he tries to do. I know he always tries to make the right play. Certainly that's very difficult to do at quarterback, you know, when you play 65, 70 plays a game, and there's going to be things you learn from. And he certainly has, but I know his intentions are well-intentioned every time he takes the ball from the center, and we're going to continue to try to work those things out.
Josh, just to jump back to last weekend's game against Atlanta with Ramondre Stevenson dealing with his bumps and bruises, you had to rely on a couple different players in the run game. In that last series on offense, you end up with the ball in Terrell Jennings' hands. How did you end up with trusting Jennings in that spot, and what have you noticed about his game from training camp to working with him now?
Terrell's done a nice job with his opportunities and kind of helped us close out a couple games this year in the 5-minute offense when we're, you know, trying to really, you know, salt it away and gain a few first downs, and he's really done a nice job of protecting a football and running hard. And he's a tough tackle, physical guy that gets downhill with the football. So, I have confidence in all our guys that are active on Sunday for sure. And Terrell's done a really nice job of being ready when his opportunities, come up. And I look forward to seeing him play again here this Sunday.
So obviously, as the injury report has come out, and Mike Vrabel said earlier today that there'd be no Ellis, no Ramondre, and no Kayshon Booty. How will you guys adapt on offense to no Booty, who's been your top downfield threat, and Ramondre, your number one power back, against especially a ferocious front seven that Tampa Bay presents?
Yeah, it's going to be a big challenge. There's no question about it. This is a group on defense. It's got a great mix of veterans that have tremendous experience and wisdom in their system, and have been very successful in it. And then there's some really talented young players that they've certainly weaved in. Very impressed with, you know, Jason Light and Todd, and the job that they've done in terms of bringing the right types of players. You can tell they all fit the same mold. You know, they're aggressive, they're physical, they're fast. And that's really what their defense is from top to bottom. So be a big challenge. It'll be all hands on deck for us. Like it has been all year. I mean, there's been games where those guys you mentioned that aren't going to be there Sunday have been very, very productive. And there's been other games where other guys have really stepped up and done a great job with their opportunities as well. So we'll use them all. We'll try to get the ball to the right guy, whether that's in the running game or the passing game, and continue to try to make good decisions and hopefully play to our identity down there in Tampa.
Josh, imagine one of the guys you'll lean on pretty heavily, as you have most of the season, Stephon Diggs, speaking in an interview earlier this week, saying that he was trying to improve his attitude this season, work on not being so mad about everything that's going on around him. So what have you observed about Stephon Diggs and the way that he manages himself game in and game out and his experiences working with you?
He's been tremendous. As competitive of a guy as I've been around. Loves to play, loves to compete, enjoys the back and forth. The moment's never too big for him. Wants the ball in all those critical situations, has been a really, really positive leader for our group. I think he's really made a huge impact on our skilled players offensively. Not to mention our entire offense and team. So, I haven't had anything other than great positive experiences with Steph, whether things are going well or not. You know, he's encourages guys, pushes guys, wants the best for our team and our group. And you need guys like that. And he certainly has a lot of big game experience. And I know what his intentions are at all times. He wants us to win. And I know he knows he can help us do that in a number of ways. And really impressed by his leadership.
A little bit off the Patriots, but obviously relevant to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Josh. If I remember correctly, there were rumors back 7 years ago when Baker Mayfield was coming out of Ohio State that the New England Patriots had a very high grade on him and that you guys loved him. And there were even some reports that there were some considerations of possibly trying to trade up for Baker Mayfield. I speculate that that may have been a plan to maybe groom him as a possible Tom Brady replacement one day. I was just curious if I could get any confirmation on you guys being that high on him when he came out, and then now your thoughts as to how impressive he's been on his fourth stop playing his best ball with Tampa.
I don't know exactly. I'm not a scout or personnel guy, and I certainly wasn't involved in all of those conversations. But I know I evaluated Baker when he came out. I went down and spent some time with him down in Texas before the draft, like we do with a lot of players, you know. And I know a lot of teams, a lot of people sometimes, you know, wonder why you do that, you know, when guys may seem like they're out of your reach or what have you. But I think it's just opportunities to get to know as many of the guys that come out that you can. And I had a great interaction with him. I was very impressed with the kind of competitor that he was. Made a number of big plays in the most important moments of his time in college, and has continued to do so in the NFL. So haven't seen him, a million things this year from them offensively, because I've been focused on their defense. But it doesn't surprise me. He's won a number of big games. He's a very talented guy, certainly a great leader, great competitor, super tough. Really have enjoyed watching him play when I've had the opportunity, and look forward to competing against him on Sunday.
Josh, last one from me. Antonio Pierce, who I know you know well, said earlier this week he called you the coach of the year in the NFL, and he says he believes in your group because you are the OC of the Patriots. Just curious, your reaction to hearing that from a colleague and your experience working with Antonio Pierce in the past.
Well, that's very kind. I don't try not to get caught up in anything like that. I had a great experience with AP when we were together, and I appreciate that. But certainly a long way to go. The players obviously are the ones that deserve any and all the credit for what happens on the field. And I hope we can continue as a good as a staff to try to get them ready to go each week and give them an opportunity to go out and be successful. So just focused on my role here and what I can do to help them get better.
All right, Josh, well, we'll let you go, and we wish you safe travels and good luck on Sunday down at Raymond James Stadium. And again, I know Andy was attending to some family business, but I feel duty-bound to say, or just to represent for him, that Kyrus Tonga at fullback last week, that was awesome.
I figured Andy would like that. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, guys. Tell Andy I said hey, and I look forward to talking to you in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Go get him Sunday, Josh. Thanks for some time.
All right. You got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thank you, Josh. That was Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here on a Patriots Friday, brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVA services at McFarlandEnergy.com, and by Cape Cod Lumber, your number one timber tech supplier, number one in premium decking. Dan, I got to say, I love all the different interviews we get to partake in. Marcus Jones and Drake May on Patriots Mondays, alternating coordinators on Fridays. You know, and then, of course, we learn so much from Hoyer and Mark Schlereth on Tuesdays. I feel like I'm in a classroom, but like in an accessible classroom. And I when I talk to Josh McDaniels, and I think my favorite thing, maybe it's also just because I've gotten older, like Josh has gotten older, Josh is maturing. I just kind of love the fact that he refers to Drake May as the young man. Like, I kind of love that scholarly paternal tone that he has. Like, he's so dialed in right now, it's awesome.
Yeah, there's an elder statesman feel to the way that he discusses Drake and the experience working with him. And I would love to know the true peel back the covers and the truth serum answer to, okay, your experience with early year Brady, which I know he kind of danced around when you asked the question earlier, and his experience working with early era Drake, two completely different quarterbacks, but guys mm-hmm. that are galvanizing a fan base. So I'm not sure if he expected this to be the kind of early returns he'd get returning to New England and coaching this offense, but I'm sure he's a pretty happy guy week to week.
Yeah, and we knew that Drake May, being the quarterback, the raw prospect that he was a massive incentive for both Mike Vrabel wanting to take the job. I mean, okay, yeah, he wanted to come back to New England. He wanted to get paid a boatload of money and be the man where he once, you know, prowled around on the defensive line and occasionally vultured touchdowns from for you. But it makes it a lot easier when you have a franchise quarterback. And for Josh McDaniels, this represents such an awesome opportunity to expand his portfolio and profile by working with someone who is so hyper athletic. And I found those answers, you know, we'll want to maybe revisit those later on in the drive at five. His answers on Drake's growth, as well as, you know, when we were talking about the dealing with pressure, taking sacks versus avoiding it, when he was talking about, we've now entered that fine line of extending plays versus making good decisions for the team. I mean, I know that's a first world football problem to have, but I got to say, it'd be so damn hard to figure out what to do because, you know, I'd want to say, like, you know what, you know, F it, fine, green grass. Just, you know, run around until you can find somebody, Drake, because I know you can avoid 9 out of 10 guys coming after you. You're so athletic, so strong, and so fast. But at the same time, you don't want to do something foolish and then end up, like, you know, frittering away all of your momentum like you did last week before the end of the first half against the Falcons.
And the thing that worries me about really trying to put the child lock on Drake's athletic ability is, okay, well, what does that take away from? What else are we losing? Does he lose that kind of gunslinger aggressive nature that we've come to love with his deep ball work and everything else that's come out this year? Does either forcing him or overcoaching him into making the safe play remove part of what makes him so dangerous for this group this year? So it's tough. I mean, the comparison that we gave is Josh Allen, and Allen has definitely taken some of the risk out of his game, but because he's built like a fullback, he mm-hmm. still goes and takes some hits that make you go, man, he just popped up from that. So you can definitely tell both in the answers that we get, Fitzy, and in just watching the games every Sunday, that they are still trying to find a line that takes the pit out of the stomach of the coaching staff, but also allows Drake to be himself. And that's certainly going to continue to be a work in progress.
It's like they're trying to figure out how to handle the sports car. Like, you want to treat every road like it's the Autobahn because you're capable of doing so.
Right.
But you also have to navigate the twists and turns of, you know, a tightly zoned neighborhood or just driving around Boston as well. So I think this is just one of the many fascinating elements we get to watch as this coaching staff and these coordinators learn to work with his borderline unlimited talent and watch him grow before our very eyes. 617-779-7937. Give your boys a holler in here. We'll talk some New England Patriots with you, or shoot us a text here to our studios powered by Verizon. When we come back, vengeance, thy name is Sturm. The Boston Bruins get one back against the Senators after getting their doors blown off against them just a week and a half prior. We'll talk some Bruins from last night's action before Big Teddy joins us at 3 o'clock for the three-point stance. You are listening to WEEI Afternoons. How are you, friend?
I'm doing great.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
How are you guys?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that was some borderline playoff energy at the Boston Garden. Excuse me, the TD Garden. Oh, for God's sakes, it's the Boston Garden. That was some playoff energy on an early November Thursday. What was this, regular season game number 15 for the
16
Bruins?
For the 16. Bruins. Yeah, we're within the first 20, within the first quarter of the season still.
Yeah, we're within the first fifth. If it's an 82-game season, you've played like a fifth of your season, a season in which you saw the Bruins get off to a hot start and then hit the skids like it was nobody's business, making people en masse around Boston and Bruins Nation think the season was already over, time to start looking at the draft, scouting prospects, and punting on all hopes and expectations. One of those losses, of course, was at the hands of the Ottawa Senators, 7-2, and it wasn't even really that close. And then now to reverse gears and start another winning streak. Now, the latest W for Marco Sturm and company, a 3-2 overtime thriller against those Senators last night at the Garden. You know, I got to say, you know, Andy says all the time, like, oh, Sturm's my guy. I think Sturm is now everybody's guy, first off, because of the way this team is responding to him, how frank his manner of business in which he carries himself. Obviously, it helps when you're winning, Dan, but this is a guy that I think Boston is going to continue to grow to like and love. Zaka with the game winner. I love this quote from Sturm last night. These guys give me everything they have. They really do. Did we play the way we wanted early on? Probably not. But I think everyone gets it now. Everyone knows me now, knows what I want out of them. Just plain, frank, straightforward, and simple. And he's getting this is a blue-collar guy, and he's getting a workmanlike effort out of these guys right now. Shame on anyone that wrote off the Bruins season before we even carved into turkey or took a football nap.
No, I'm willing to put my hand up and show some accountability on that one, because I thought we'd see a month of Bruins hockey where they'd win five games before we saw a five-game winning streak at any point. Like, this is an unprecedented run. I know we're only 16 games into the season, but I didn't see exciting hockey coming from this group. Cardiac Kids, they've won in the overtime or a shootout in three of their last four games. And I love looking at those two Ottawa games, Fitzy, as the litmus test for how far this team has come in a short amount of time. So their last loss was that 7-2 game against Ottawa before they then turned around and beat the Islanders 5-2. Mistake prone, rebounds, penalties, power plays, and just an embarrassing effort in a group that looked like they were on the verge of collapsing. Come back to last night's game, and Korpisalo gives up a goal on the first shot. They outshoot Ottawa to holy hell in that first period and are still losing after the 20. They didn't fold. They didn't give it up. Geeky and Corrali score in the second period to give you the lead. You give it back, but you win the game in overtime. There's just a fight. There's a fight in this group that we weren't seeing a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and in lieu of having this game-changing championship-level talent, Fitz, you got to have something else, and the effort that's coming from this group and the fight that they're showing so far has really impressed me. And to your point, that is absolutely a factor of their head coach.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, is this effort a product of just the assembled, you know, B-minus squad that a lot of people thought that they were? And I guess we're sort of being nice when we say that.
Yeah.
Is it a product of the way that Sturm is able to coach them up? Are they playing with a chip on their shoulder, a little defiance, like, oh, hey, we heard some of the radio stations and TV people and read some of the Bruins blog saying the season was over and we were a wrap before we even had a chance to have this Zamboni come out for the second period. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a combination there in between the three, but I think one question has been answered. There's still many questions to be asked and answered about the team, like the goalie rotation. Do they have enough firepower to hold on? Can the defense that can some of the moves he's made, like, you know, swapping Lorie out to help out McAvoy, can the defense stay healthy and whatnot? But I think one question has been answered 16 games in. Is Marco Sturm the right man for the job? The answer, hell yeah.
Absolutely. And I cannot be more impressed and, quite frankly, surprised by what he's doing through 16 games. And the way that he is a rookie head coach in the NHL has just cut out all the BS, all the nonsense. You're not playing well, I'm going to bench you. And then you're going to have to try to work your way back into the lineup. Mm-hmm. And once you get in, you need to take advantage of the situation. Middlestat, who's Nadinov? Now Lorie's in the middle of it. In the goalie situation, Swayman wasn't earning it, so he got benched, and Korpisalo wins you a couple games. So there's no politics. There's no playing favorites. There's no anything that you possibly could try to accuse past Bruins coaches of when they weren't winning games the way that they should, especially in the playoffs. It's just very simple. You're going to work for it, or you're not going to have a spot in my lineup. And to see that he's been empowered to make those kind of lineup decisions, you don't always see that, especially with guys that are making millions of dollars. But it seems like he has carte blanche to make the decisions that he feels best to put the best lineup out there. And you're seeing a team, Fitzy, that has just become fun to watch. I was dreading watching Bruins hockey this year. And I'm a huge, you know me, I'm a huge, huge hockey fan. I love the Bruins. I love the game in general. I was dreading seeing how this season would play out. And now they're must-watch television for me and a lot of Bruins fans everywhere. And I did not have that on my Bruins bingo card.
I think a lot of people thought this was going to be the Mayo Sturm year, if you will.
Yeah,
just like,
true.
Oh, boy. Oh, you were the right guy. Oh, you have connections to the organization. Oh, you're beloved by the front office. And oh boy, this is way above your pay grade. And oh no, this is not going to go the way we wanted it to. And instead now, like there was fight early on last year from the Patriots, but this team is playing, they're playing tough. They're playing very, there's no quit in them. You're getting the most, like, you're the one who said, you led the charge here, at least on this station, that this was an inferior roster, inferior to an adequate roster that needed an injection of youth and scoring talent. And so you're getting the most out of them. And see, that's to me, that's the telltale sign of a good coach, to get the most out of what you have, even if you don't have as much as everyone else, or you don't have enough to elevate expectations on the from the national media and your fan base as well. Just be entertaining. Be a compelling product. Give your fan base hope until some of the young guys you have in Providence and in the minors can make their way up. And then we'll see where it goes. But I'm glad we've answered at least one question. Is Marco Sturm the right guy for the job? Yes, he is. And, the win came last night against our old pal Linus Ullmark. Goalie hugs for everybody. Thanks for coming. The Bruins continue to impress and amaze. They are 9-7 on the season. Good on them for the dub last night. All right, time to move towards the 3 o'clock hour, everyone. Big Teddy J is making his way to the studio. We're going to have some 3-point stances for you. Of course, Mike Giardi from Boston Sports Journal at 3:30 as well. In our 3-point stances, we're going to talk some New England Patriots, and we're also going to talk the Red Sox. I believe Dan and our pal Stiz have a stance that says we're ignoring the biggest trade chip that the Red Sox may have. All right. I'm curious. Let's find out on the other side as we make our way to the 3 o'clock hour here on WEEI Afternoons.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.